This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile, and time for a checkup on FM Talk 106.5. Our guest this week, Dr. Lou Engerizer, Deputy Chief Medical Officer with Ulta Point Health. Welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We're talking here. Yeah, I get you. We're talking before we even got started. As somebody who wears many hats, you're in different parts of the field. You do the administration, but you do the hands-on as well.
That's true. I'm a clinician as well as in medical education.
So you talked to me, too, about this this area of addiction, right, and what you tackle here. And this is a big thing. People talk about it from all walks of life. We hear stories about this all the time. Let's talk some real numbers. Is it on the increase? Is it steady? Is it declining? And if so, what are people around here addicted to?
Unfortunately, it's definitely on the increase. So we already had a big problem with addiction prior to the pandemic. But during the pandemic, things got a lot worse, unfortunately. So due to a lot of reasons, social disruption, financial issues, other issues, addiction has really, really increased in the community. And unfortunately, it's not just addiction, but also overdose deaths to opioids that has increased quite a bit.
Now, I want to go back for a second and talk about during the pandemic. Is there any way, I don't know if this data is there, but was it somebody who was maybe dabbling in it before the shutdown, the pandemic, that became a larger addict, or were there people that during that period of time got on drugs for the first time or got them some kind of...
Probably both of those. So people that experience a lot of disruption, unable to work, financial difficulties may have turned to substances as a way of coping. People that already had some problems with substances that may have been increased during the pandemic. And I think the other problem is that it was a little bit harder or maybe some reluctance to seek care during the pandemic, especially in the early phases. So people that could have gotten help earlier may have waited and allowed their problems to get more severe.
So by the time they have come out of the pandemic, they've moved farther along in their addiction.
Yeah, correct.
Let's talk about what folks are addicted to here. I mean, you mentioned we're talking opioids. What do you see most? What comes through your office door?
Well, we've had problems for years with alcohol, marijuana, opioids. But one of the more recent problems that has really increased have been methamphetamines. So that's become a major problem in our community over the last couple of years. So methamphetamine is a highly, highly addictive drug, very, very difficult to quit. You know, the other thing that we're seeing quite a bit of is synthetic cannabinoids. So these are drugs that work on the same parts of the brain as marijuana, but they are manufactured rather than grown, and they can be much more powerful than the natural marijuana. And people that use the synthetic marijuana can have psychotic symptoms, delusions, hallucinations, and can be very agitated.
Yeah, is this the stuff that... I know there's probably many names, but is this Spice or that kind of
Spice? Okay. Exactly. Spice Mojo.
And so that made the news big. Dr. Engerizer, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? It was like every night makes the news. But obviously, it hasn't gone away then, if you're still seeing this.
Right. Yeah. It's really kind of strange with some substances. It did kind of disappear for the community for a period of time, and then it really made a resurgence maybe about 6 to 12 months ago, and we're seeing more and more of it.
Okay, let's talk to people who are dealing with these issues, be it Spice or crystal meth or opioids or anything. What help is out there?
Well, we have a number of outpatient programs within Ulta Point Health. We have a methadone and buprenorphine program in Mobile. We also have a new behavioral health crisis center. I'm the physician over there. And at the crisis center, we can help people with alcohol or opioid withdrawal to help them in that early phase of recovery.
Interest about that. You read up and say that the two that people have said had the most, I don't know if it's a chemical withdrawal, it's a physical versus mental, or you can correct me, but that you just said it would be alcohol would be on that and some sort of opiate. Right, or opioid.
Right. And the reason I mentioned those two, most substances that people use will have withdrawal symptoms, but alcohol and opioids tend to be particularly problematic. So opioid withdrawal can be really uncomfortable and severe, and it can be very tough to stay away from the substance if you're going through that. Alcohol withdrawal can also be really severe and is also medically dangerous. People can have seizures or even die if they don't get treatment when they're going through alcohol withdrawal.
You're saying that the old, well, they quit it cold turkey. You can't, that's right. Not maybe the best course of action if you don't have a physician watching you.
Yeah, exactly. With some substances that can be done, alcohol is not one that you can quit cold turkey safely.
So there's education to be had, and there's a method to be put in and say, okay, somebody says I've finally they're done with it, they want to get help, they come see you. It's not just like, well, stop doing it.
Right. Exactly.
As people come in to see as well, age. I mean, I don't think we're breaking any HIPAA laws here. You just give me general age range of people you see in your clinic.
Yeah, it all ages. So
really,
it might surprise the listeners, but the number of people that are older and have substance issues is very high as well. So I don't think there's any particular age that where it's more of a problem than others.
So it's spread out through the demographics of age.
It really is.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking about what's going on with AltaPoint Health and talking to Dr. Luke Engerizer, Deputy Chief Medical Officer. I understand this man because he has frontline and administrative duties and all those going together. So you see it holistically. Let's talk about this other part, the education portion, because while you're helping folks, you're also educating other people in the field on how to help with addiction.
Yeah, absolutely. In AltaPoint, we have a very close relationship with the University of South Alabama College of Medicine, and we have medical students, residents, fellows within our organization. And one thing that we're really excited about, we have a brand new addiction medicine fellowship this year, which is a collaboration between AltaPoint and the University of South Alabama. And the purpose of this fellowship is to train physicians who already have medical training in another specialty, like psychiatry or family medicine or neurology, to get additional experience to become addiction experts.
Is it because those physicians, those people in those fields will see somebody and see something and know it's there? Or is it to have somebody's in for something else with that physician, they can offer that guidance? Like,
yeah, people might do the fellowship for different reasons. So some people might just want that additional expertise to better take care of the patients in their patient panel, but others may want to make that their career path and become, you know, maybe a medical director of an addiction treatment program.
Let's say somebody on the other side of this, somebody who is training or thinking about doing this as a career. The need? Give me your gauge. I mean, just from...
We have a severe shortage of addiction experts throughout the country and especially in Alabama. So we're really excited about this fellowship because we're the first addiction medicine fellowship in the state of Alabama.
Oh, that's fantastic. So this is happening right here at home.
It is right.
Okay. So if somebody's listening to us now, because there's number one, first let's talk to those folks that want to get help. Want to do something? Today is the day they want to change something. How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, the best way is just call our access to care line with AltaPoint. The number is 251-450-2211. And if you call that number, they'll direct you to whichever service is most needed.
Somebody interested in the fellowship and getting this training, same number, or how they reach out?
Probably the best way if they're interested in the fellowship is just look us up on the website and they'll have information there on how to apply.
I appreciate you being with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It's Dr. Luke Engerizer, Deputy Chief Medical Officer at AltaPoint Health.